It's last period on a Thursday. For the next 50 minutes, the assignment in this classroom is to take two presidential candidates, one red and one blue, and look at how they line up on the issues. Sounds like a civics class anywhere. But for this group of New Hampshire teenagers, politics is everywhere. For months, candidates have been campaigning down the road from where these kids are sitting, even right downstairs in the school auditorium.
They always say, like, remember to vote. I mean, they always keep on saying every vote counts for everything, so...
Todd Damaris says his parents raised him with that understanding, that a vote in New Hampshire means a lot. He says politics is on the menu a lot of nights at his house.
Yeah, when we eat dinner together, if any type of politics has got up, my mother and my father always bicker about it.
But unlike other years, this time Damaris gets to cast a ballot too. He says he'll definitely vote. Probably for a Republican. The issue he's most concerned about is gun control.
Everything I do right now is based through hunting and fishing and all the outdoor careers. But for hunting, yeah, it's a little worrying.
He says he's also looking at what candidates are proposing on foreign policy, or even if there's going to be another draft.
If something happens where there's going to be like a major problem, where say we start another war, I kind of would like to know what's going to happen with us.
Like any voter, Damaris is thinking about these issues through the lens of his personal experience. Kathleen Murdo, or Ms. Murdo to these guys, says part of her job as a teacher is pushing students to think outside that lens.
You know, for them, a lot of kids they've lived here their whole lives. They haven't been anywhere else. And getting them to think about the impact in other places and the fact that this country is, you know, not one homogenous chunk.
Murdo says this bunch of teenagers pretty cleanly breaks down into a mini version of New Hampshire's electorate. In a corner on the other side of the room from Todd Damaris, a young woman tells me she'll be voting for a Democrat. She hopes Bernie Sanders to cancel out her Uncle Robert's vote for Donald Trump. But what they all have in common, this stuff is fresh for them. They're not jaded or bored. At the very least, they know they have a chance to be a part of this election for the first time. Ms. Murdo says the best part is no matter how different these students' views are, everybody's still good to each other.
This one's a good example. The ones I currently have can pretty much debate every topic respectfully.
How does the, like, seating thing work? Do you choose where you sit in this place?
Yeah, most of the time, depends on who's in your class. If you have a really
Logan Lyman sits at the back of the class. When I first meet him, he tells me he's not like his classmates. He doesn't care about the election. He doesn't even plan to vote.
Because politics isn't really my subject. Like, whenever I hear politics on the news, I usually zone out. I don't understand why. I mean, I know it has a really big effect on our country. But just to me, personally, politics isn't a big thing for me.
But a few minutes later, something clicks. Lyman comes across some of Republican candidate Rick Santorum's statements about women in the workplace and gets kind of upset.
If that happened, that would be really, really, really bad for me because it's just me and my mom at the house. So if she didn't have a job and I currently don't have one either, so that would really, really affect me.
Whipple Roberts and his teammate wear their football jerseys and sit at the front of the room.
What positions do you play?
Defensive end, both of us.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We're trying to tackle the quarterback or whoever gets the ball.
Whoever has the ball.
Roberts says he's excited to have a voice in the election this year.
I guess it's one of the more important things we get to learn about because it's something you'll actually use compared to, like, calculus or something like that.
He says his choice will be his own, not his parents'.
I probably won't vote for the same person as my dad, and I have no clue on who my mom would probably vote for, so.
Kyle O'Keefe has a seat in the middle of the room. He folds the wool cap he got for Christmas last year and places it carefully at the edge of his desk.
I'm sure you've met a few people who don't really know nor care.
O'Keefe wants me to know he isn't one of them. He's been waiting to vote since the last presidential election. He says he's been obsessed since then.
I know quite a lot about it already, and I've always been a political individual.
O'Keefe and his parents live with his grandfather.
My mom and my dad can't pay for our own home.
He says the issue that's most on his mind right now is student debt and how someone like him could ever pay for college.
Really makes it personal when I realize that I might not be able to pay for college at all in any way, shape, or form.
His plan for now is to go to school for nursing. He says his dream is to earn enough money that someday he can afford his own home. And he says he's sure, no matter what, he'll always vote. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.